Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Leo Weston here. And welcome back to the Brain Fog Detox. You know that feeling when you mess up, right? That little voice in your head starts chirping about how you're not good enough. A total failure. The usual self-deprecating symphony. But what if I told you there's a way to silence those negative inner critics and treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer to a good friend? Today, we're diving into the powerful practice of self-compassion, something that can be seriously life-changing. It's not about letting yourself off the hook or becoming complacent. It's about recognizing that you're human, capable of both greatness and screw-ups, and learning to treat yourself with the same warmth and acceptance you'd offer someone you care about deeply. Now, I know what you're thinking. Self-compassion? Doesn't that sound a little too fluffy? Trust me, it's anything but. Think of it as your personal mental health superpower. When we cultivate self-compassion, we actually become more resilient in the face of challenges, make better decisions, and build stronger relationships. Pretty amazing, right? So, how do we actually put this into practice? Here are five key takeaways to get you started. 1. Acknowledge your struggles. This is where it all begins. The first step toward self-compassion is recognizing that you're human, and humans make mistakes. Period. We all face challenges, setbacks, and moments of feeling lost or inadequate. Instead of trying to sweep these feelings under the rug, allow yourself to fully experience them. 2. Treat yourself like a friend. Imagine your best friend is going through something tough. Would you berate them, call them names, or make them feel worse? Probably not. You'd offer words of encouragement, support, and understanding. Practice extending that same kindness to yourself. When you're feeling down, remind yourself that you're worthy of love and compassion, just like everyone else. 3. Challenge negative self. Talk. That inner critic can be a real pain in the neck. But remember, those negative thoughts aren't facts. They're just interpretations. Learn to recognize when your self-talk is becoming toxic and gently challenge those thoughts with more compassionate ones. 4. Practice mindfulness. Take a few moments each day to simply observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Notice the sensations in your body, the sights and sounds around you, and let go of any tension or stress. This practice can help you cultivate a sense of presence and acceptance, which are essential for self-compassion. 5. Be kind to your body. Self-care isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are nice. It's about treating your body with respect by nourishing it with healthy foods, getting enough sleep, and engaging in activities that bring you joy. When you take care of your physical well-being, you create a stronger foundation for mental and emotional well-being. Ever felt like you're drowning in self-criticism? Like you're constantly falling short of some imaginary standard? I get it. That inner critic can be relentless, whispering doubts in our ears and making us feel like we're not good enough. But here's the thing. You are worthy of love and compassion, even when things go wrong. Think about that time you tripped and fell on your face, maybe in front of a crowd. Did you beat yourself up about it? Or did you laugh it off? Acknowledge that it happened and move on. That's self-compassion in action. We all have those moments, the ones that make us cringe, the ones we'd rather forget. But instead of letting those experiences define us, we can choose to learn from them. Dust ourselves off and keep moving forward with a kind heart and an open mind. So remember, Self-compassion isn't about being perfect or avoiding challenges. It's about showing up for yourself with love and understanding, even when things get tough. It's about recognizing that you're human, you're doing your best, and you deserve to be treated with kindness, starting with yourself. Now go out there and be kind to yourselves, my friends. Share this episode with someone who could use a dose of self-compassion. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, keep detoxing that brain fog and shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.